Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. All of the basics that we need to know about Zakat al-Fitr. Yani, who do we pay it to? How much do we pay? Can we pay it in cash? Or do we have to pay it in food? All of this, inshallah ta'ala, and more, I'm going to summarize for you. The first thing we need to know is that it's compulsory upon us if we have our basic necessities for ourselves and for our family for the night and the day. And we pay it for the adults, and also we pay it for the children as well. Even if your wife is pregnant, then you pay the zakat for the baby in the womb, as it's been confirmed that Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu used to do. There's a question which comes to mind here, and that is in regards to your wife. If she works or if she has money, do you pay it or she pays it for herself? And the correct opinion is that she pays it for herself. If you want to pay it for her and she says okay and you guys have an agreement for that, then inshallah it will be accepted. But the origin is that she pays for herself. The next issue is, who do we pay it to? Can we pay it to all of the 8 recipients mentioned in the verse for the people who have the right to receive a zakat, like the zakat of money, or is it just for the fuqara and the masakeen? Both of these opinions are valid, the scholars have mentioned, but as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned, that the opinion that it's for the fuqara and masakeen, perhaps this is the closer view, inshallah ta'ala. Before we mention how much you have to pay, we have to cover the topic that comes year in and year out. Is it permissible to pay in cash or do we have to pay it in food? When you look at the text, you look at the hadith, it clearly says that you pay zakat al-fitr. The Prophet made it fard, made it compulsory upon us to give food. And this is the opinion of the majority of the scholars, that it must be in food and it cannot be in cash. This is the opinion of the Maliki madhab, the Shafi'i madhab, and the Hanbali madhab. Yes, the Hanafi madhab says it's permissible in cash, and also many of the contemporary scholars. But when you look into the text, it's clearly stated that it's in food. When you look at the amal of the Sahaba, the action of the Sahaba, what did they used to do? Clearly stated that they paid it in food. Also, when you look into it, Zakat al-Fitr is a type of ibadah. And it's been made clear that it needs to be paid in food. And on top of that, the Zakat of mal, the Zakat of money, also has its place in Islam. And we always hear, but the money is more beneficial for the poor people. Yes, subhanAllah. How much are you going to give them that's really going to benefit them? The Zakat al-Fitr for an individual in the UK this year is £4. So what are you going to give him? £4 for you and your wife and your child? £12? Is that really going to benefit them? But if you were to give someone who doesn't have a lot of food, doesn't have a lot of money, you're going to give them any 9 or 10 kilos of flour, of rice. How long is that going to last them? And that's why you see the hikmah of the ahkam of the sharia, of the rulings of the sharia, there's hikmah, there's wisdom behind it. And I used to see the poor people, and when I was in Saudi Arabia, Mecca and Medina, they would tell us that when they would receive those bags of rice, that it would last them, because they received from multiple people, it would last them for the entire year. But if someone would just give them some reals or some dollars here and there, they're going to have fun for a day or two for Eid, and then it's going to finish. And even sometimes it might just be enough only for a meal. So it has to be from food. So what type of food should it be? And how much should it be for each individual? The type of food, it goes back to the food of the people of the country. What do the people eat in your country? The Prophet ﷺ, he said from dates or from sha'ir, from barley, because that was their main food. And the Sahab also mentioned that they would give it in zabib and raisins and aqit, which is like the dried milk. And these are the foods that they used to eat. But if we're in a country where flour is the main food, then that's the best type of zakat al-fitr you should give. Another country where rice is the main food, then that's the zakat al-fitr you should give, inshallah ta'ala. Regarding the amount, you give it one sa'a. One sa'a, which is equivalent, some scholars said 2.4 kilograms, others said it's close to 3. So just to be on the safe side, give 3 kilos for each individual. And to add something here, to get more ajr, inshallah ta'ala, if you give the zakat al-fitr to the individual and as a type of food, and you want to have some money to be able to enjoy Eid as well, give them some sadaqah on top of that, alhamdulillah. The next issue is, what time do we give zakat al-fitr? When do we give it? And there's 4 times you need to pay attention to when it comes to zakat al-fitr. The first is the time that it becomes obligatory upon you, becomes wajib to give it. And that is the last day of Ramadan, at the sunset of Ramadan, before Salat al-Eid. This is the time it becomes compulsory to give it in this window. The second timing is the best time. The best time to give it is before we go to Salatul Eid. However, this obviously can be a bit dangerous. If you're a bit late, something happens, you might miss it. So you might want to give it a bit earlier. But this is the best time, because as it's confirmed in the Sunnah. The third timing is a time that is permissible to give it. and that is a day or two before the end of Ramadan. And this has been confirmed in Sahih Bukhari that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah, he would give his zakat a couple of days before the end of Ramadan. The fourth time is the time when it's not permissible to give, and that is after Salatul Eid. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the one who gives his zakat before Salatul Eid, that it's going to be accepted from him. But the one who gives it after Salatul Eid, it's only going to be considered a form of sadaqah, meaning that it's not going to be a proper zakat al-fitr because you didn't give it on time. The last two issues, is there any valid reason for delaying zakat al-fitr? And the answer for that is no and yes. No, generally speaking, there's no valid excuse. But sometimes something could happen. Maybe you were traveling, you didn't arrive on time, you weren't able to pay it on time, didn't find a way to pay it when you were traveling. Or for example, you gave it to someone to pay for you, they forgot. So inshallah ta'ala, if you were to pay it later, it's going to be accepted because in that case, you did have a valid excuse. The last issue is, what do you do if for some reason you became busy, you were lazy, distracted, you didn't pay it on time? You have to do qadha, meaning you have to make it up. You still have to pay it after Salatul Eid. This is a summary of the basic ahkam, the basic rulings that we need to know about Zakat al-Fitr. Barakallahu feekum.